You may have heard of some Ypsilanti barbers who are encouraging people to read by offering a financial incentive when they get a haircut. This is Lisa Berry, and a local filmmaker heard about the effort and decided to turn it into a documentary that will be shown on a local public television station next month to start. And joining us now is that filmmaker, Andy Sachs, and a couple of the barbers who participate in the program. We have Ryan Griffin from Griff's Unlimited Cuts in Ypsilanti. Hi, Ryan.
How are you doing?
And also Riley Peterson, known as Riley the Barber. Thanks for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.
You've gotten a lot of attention for the program, but Ryan, why don't you start by explaining exactly how it works?
Well, the way the program works, the kids come in to the shop. They choose a book. Basically, they just read the book while they're getting their hair cut. The books are all positive African-American books because the vast majority of our clientele is African-American. So they read the book. They tell us what the book is about. And once they can give us a good description of what the book is, then that's the incentive. I give them $2 to read. It's not just about reading, but it's also about comprehension. So it's that simple.
And who is Barack Obama?
Close the book.
Who is he?
What'd you learn?
He's Michelle's husband.
Right, but what does he do?
The kids just come in, they choose a book, they read the book, and a lot of times they may sit to the side before they get their hair cut, and their parents may read them the book. But as long as the kid can tell me about what they read about, then they've done their job.
Where'd you get the idea from?
A couple years ago, I was just in my basement doing some casual reading, and I read about some barbers in Harlem, Tampa, and Iowa. To be honest with you, it just hit me like an absolute rock. And I said, that is so responsible. It was just some barbers who had chose to have kids read to them. And so I said to myself, Ryan, you've got to do something. I just said to myself, you have to do something. I didn't initially know what I was going to do. So as I just looked around my basement, I saw I had a ton of books. And so I initially just bagged up a bunch of books, and I took them around the city, and I told some barbershops what I wanted to do. I would say a year after I had, you know, initiated the program here, word caught wind, and it just caught like wildfire.
Is that how you got involved, Riley?
Pretty much you giving back to your own community by being involved, because when kids see their barbers, most likely they see someone they can look up to, someone that's cool. We live in a world of trends now. As a young adult, you're looking up to your barber, and your barber say it's okay to read. No matter your reading level, whether you're in class and you can mess up or you can stutter, you need to know that when you're in a barbershop and you're reading to your barber, that's okay.
Then local filmmaker Andy Sachs heard about this and decided to do what?
You know, I couldn't run a reading program like the barbers, but with the tools and the experience that I have, I thought I could help promote it. And if I got a wider audience for what they are doing, we're going to have this film distributed by NIDA to the public broadcasting stations across the United States in January. And if other barbers in other towns and cities can see this and pick up the torch in their own markets, I thought this would be a really important step forward.
Ryan Griffin, do you feel like you're making a difference? What impact do you think this has had on the community?
As far as making a difference, yes, because as well as Riley, we can actually see the difference because we've had the opportunity to speak with teachers. We've had the opportunity to speak with principals that have already told us that we're making an impact. To be able to see and get feedback from people throughout the country, you know, other shops are letting us know, well, this is what we've started. We're doing the same thing now. It's about just taking control of what you can take control of. I think that we're having a positive impact because, to piggyback off of Riley said, these kids are watching us. And we let these kids know that reading is cool, that picking up a book is cool, then that's what they're going to do. Even if it does seem as if a trend, I don't like to use that word with this, but Riley was absolutely right. If we can make these kids understand that picking up a book is cool, then we are making a huge impact because it's about imagery, what they're reading, the intake. When these kids go to school and they're not afraid to read anymore, some of the phobias that they may have that Riley spoke of earlier, they can overcome being scared to read, scared to read out loud. These are some of the things that these kids are getting over while they're with us for 15 to 20 minutes. Now they're going back to school unafraid to read. They're going back to school waiting to read that paragraph that they have. They're going back to school with confidence. You're just fulfilled when you see these kids just giving the effort that they give when they're with you for 15 to 20 minutes. I'm telling you, your spirit just wakes up when you see a kid respond the way that he does.
And we're talking real books. We're not talking iPads or iPhones or any electronic devices.
No, we're talking books, hardback, hardcover books. You know, we're talking books with also positive imagery. And that's another thing, too. I mean, of course, we watch the videos and television and, you know, we see so much negative on TV. When these kids can pick up a book and see a positive image of themselves or someone that looks like them, a doctor, a lawyer, an athlete, a filmmaker, what have you, now these kids understand that I am more than what the world might sometimes tell me that I am.
Riley, how long have you been doing this at your shop?
We've been going strong with this. 6 or 7 months that since Ryan has brought this to our attention.
Is it expanding around the Ypsilanti area?
Actually, it's expanding around the country, and I've actually heard from places, Trinidad and Tobago, I've heard from Australia, I've heard from Russia, but here, yes, I've heard from shops in Houston, Indiana, California, Illinois. The feedback has been so wonderful. The feedback has been great. There are shops that say, we are doing this. We are implementing this. So
it's very simple. You know, it's kind of a low-tech approach. The barbers are, you know, kind of heroic in that they're giving up kind of the speed and the efficiency of their haircutting schedule, but they're what they might sacrifice in a cash income, they're getting back in the satisfaction income. It's really just low-tech, high concept. You need a 25-minute haircut appointment, a shelf of books, and an adult who truly cares.
It turned into a heartwarming documentary, Andy Sachs?
I think you'll find that, yeah. Come down to the library on Thursday night or next Tuesday, the Whitaker Road Branch.
There'll be showings of Grooming a Generation. That's what it's called, right?
Grooming a Generation.
When you see that smile on their face, you know that you are doing something good and something right in that child's life.
Coming up at the Ypsilanti Public Library on Thursday of this week, the 14th and September 19th. They'll be at the Ann Arbor Library. Well, you'll be on Detroit Public TV next month, and then that's expanding from beyond there?
Yes, and the schedules will be posted on our Facebook page, and we have a website, groomingageneration.org.
Local filmmaker Andy Sachs, barber Ryan Griffin, and Riley Peterson, thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to be with you, Lisa.